This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvind Raj.
And earlier we were talking about the My Assist MSME portal, as well as more about the Pemuli aid package and the moratorium and how both of those things affect SMEs. We spoke to Jeffrey Williams, an economist at the Malaysia University of Science and Technology. If you want to get in touch with us about those topics or the topic that we're about to discuss, you still have a little bit of time. You can get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. So for our final story, we're talking about how Malaysia has made the top 10 for our commitment to cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. So Malaysia has successfully been ranked among the top 10 countries with high commitment to cybersecurity in the Global Cybersecurity Index 2020 report conducted by the International Telecommunications Union. Communications and Multimedia Minister Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah said in the global ranking involving 194 countries, Malaysia obtained a score of 98.06 to be ranked joint fifth compared to 2018, where we snagged the eighth spot, along with Russia and the United Arab Emirates, adding that at the Asia-Pacific level, Malaysia is ranked second after South Korea and Singapore tied for the first position with a score of 98.52.
Mm-hmm. Saifuddin also said that Malaysia took the top 10 spot after obtaining full score of 20.0 in 3 out of 5 key performance indicators of the 2020 ITU cybersecurity agenda, namely legal measures, capacity development and cooperation. While the other two scores were technical measures, we scored 19.08, and organizational measures, we scored 18.98. Saifuddin said in terms of capacity development, Malaysia has technical and competency skills training programs as well as professional certification involving the cybersecurity domain, and that Malaysia is capable of producing cybersecurity professionals not only internally but also from abroad through the Global ACE certification scheme and some collaborations with the public and private sectors, industry and institutions of higher learning. He also said that through the Malaysian Technical Cooperation Program, or MTCP, the country is accredited to train participants from ASEAN and also Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, countries as well.
Yep, and Saifuddin said that Malaysia is also active in strengthening partnerships to fight cyberterrorism on a global level through various international platforms, including but not limited to the ASEAN Computer Emergency Response Team, the ASEAN Regional Forum, and the Council for Security Operation in the Asia-Pacific. He elaborated that partnerships have also been formed with regional ASEAN countries like the Philippines, Indonesia, Laos, Myanmar, Cambodia, Thailand and Vietnam, as well as countries like the United Kingdom, South Korea, Italy and Australia.
So this is impressive, making the top 10 list, scoring the scores that are sort of broken down here. So we scored like 20 in one bracket and then 19.08, super high, 18.98. I just wanted to say though, like, remember when cybersecurity was the biggest problem that we spoke about on like BizBytes on like a daily basis?
Yep.
I'm not saying it's not, like, you know, data breaches and, like, you know, privacy issues are huge, huge issues. And especially now with people working from home, cybersecurity is a big thing, like protecting your data, protecting your work. People have had to have systems and stuff. But I'm just looking back at the time when, like, that was the biggest thing in the news cycle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Especially,
like,
for us.
There would have been a time where this would have been our lead story.
Yeah.
You know, and we would have talked about, you know, cybersecurity and why it's so important. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously it is. Again, like you said, it's not that it's not. But there's so much other stuff that this feels like a blip in the radar.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I will say that it is somewhat heartwarming to feel that Malaysia is doing well in some capacity,
mm-hmm.
at least in this field.
Yeah,
in this sector,
mm-hmm.
we're doing okay.
Good scores, like impressive scores all around.
Good scores, yes. So a mildly positive or optimistic story just to round up today's BizBytes.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all of the kind of doom and gloom of the continuing lockdown restrictions, I mm-hmm. think we're all feeling it a little bit. But we will hopefully have some brighter stories coming up. Hopefully some brighter things in the future in general coming up as well tomorrow and
yep.
also next week,
mm-hmm.
When Audrey and Frida are back in the studio as well. But for now, that is the end of Enterprise Biz Bites. We talked about the My Assist MSME portal, more about the Pemuli aid package and the moratorium, as well as a cybersecurity top 10 spot for Malaysia, of course, which was in the Global Cybersecurity Index 2020 report conducted by the International Communications Telecommunications Union.
Yep.
If you missed any of today's show, you can go ahead and listen back. We upload podcasts on both our app and website. The app is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we also are also available on the website, which is bfm.my. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. Consulting and processing services provider Accenture recently marked its Southeast Asian foray with acquisition of KL-based Entropia to expand Accenture Interactive's unique position in the market for experience-led transformation services. Their Southeast Asia lead, Thomas Muritsen, talked to the Breakfast Grill about the change in the industry landscape and their growth plans for the region as well. That is all coming up at 1 p.m. Thank you very much for tuning in to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Christine Wong, and
Arvinia Brudge.
And we will be here, same time, same place, tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.